From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, June 29th. I'm Sarah Reith. Live in-person theater was one of many enjoyments that was impossible during the pandemic. Local venues did what they could with virtual fare, but this Friday night, the Willits Community Theater is reopening its physical, non-virtual doors to an in-the-flesh audience who will file in and take their seats as the lights go down. The Viewing Room is a comedy that involves a dysfunctional family, a funeral, and improbable second chances. Matthew Kane directed the play, which was written by Mark Smith and is played elsewhere in California as well as Australia.
I think the best thing I've done in the play is to cast the right people in the right roles. They are all professional in their approach to it, and they bring creativity, and all I have to do is point them in the right direction, and they know what I need. And
when it's not recording, he's so mean to us. No, that's, right. No, I'm kidding. Of course, no. My name is Jeff Shipp, and I'm one of the lucky actors in the play. I play the character of Matthew, the very angstful son of the now risen Chester Dombrowski.
Gave that away.
Yeah, I gave away the first 5 seconds. Yeah, there's no spoiler. That goes in the...
Tell us about Chester.
Okay, well, Chester's... he's my father, to tell you the truth. Grew up during the Depression, was a sailor in World War II. Rules the family with an iron hand. He wants everybody in the family to be him. He's trying to create, you know, an army of himself, basically, like many of the fathers back in those days. And, of course, the children have all rebelled and become their own people, except for one of them, mm-hmm. Stephen. And he comes back to try to make amends with the family. He's been sent back, let's say that.
It's impossible not to look for analogies in a play about an angry old man who lived through hard times, rising from the dead to set things right. Especially in the middle of 2021.
We've all just got this chance to do it all over again. What are we going to do? So just like America, Chester's got one more chance too. I don't know if he deserves it. He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, kind of a jerk. He learns. He everybody's got their arc in the play.
In a way, the live show is a second chance for Shipp too. He landed his first role at the theater in 2019.
And then I got the bug. I was like, this is great. I can't wait to act again. I got really lucky again, and I got to be play Father Flynn in the very popular play Doubt. And that was directed by Steve Marston, who's also in The Viewing Room, by the way. It went great, and I just loved it, and this is so exciting. And we had our final bows in the very end of February 2020. And then it was just a few weeks later, they're like, oh, and we're done.
Not that the theater has been completely dark.
We made radio plays for the Willits station, KLLG. We started putting stuff on YouTube. So there were ways to, so it's not like we haven't been doing anything. So I can say, you know, there's been a lot of people on that stage in the last year, just socially distanced with masks on and usually making radio plays. But it's... it'll be nice to have an audience again and actually hear applause. That's very exciting.
For most of the upcoming performances, audience members will be asked to bring proof of vaccination, though there will be two Friday nights when vaccines are not required and the audience will be limited to 15 socially distanced people. The cast themselves only took off their masks for rehearsals after the last cast member got the shot.
We just finally got to see everybody's faces about a week ago.
Yeah, that's it. Just 1 week.
Yeah, so it's hard judging people's facial characteristics with a mask on. And, you know, the voices are muffled and you're not getting the full effect of what they're doing.
You know, when you're looking for silver linings, I guess, when you have to emote and work with someone to act, even in rehearsal, and you have your face covered, you learn to find other ways to react. You're moving your hands more, you're making gestures, you're really using your eyes. And it actually, now that the masks have come off and we can show expression through that measure as well, it's just everything so much bigger and brighter. And I think we've learned how to emote even more. We've become better actors by having to act through a mask for a while.
In terms of life and art and the balance of laughter and tears.
Mm-hmm. Originally, it was written as a drama, according to the playwright whom I've emailed with and spoken to.
If you take out all of the comedic parts of it, it's actually a very dramatic family discussion of reconciliation. But you spatter in all of this hilarious comedy of dealing with an Italian Polish family. They yell at each other. They can't stand each other, but they also love each other. And you know, the hilarity that ensues in those reactions, that drama reconciliation becomes really palatable, and you get to the end and you just feel great. It's a very heartwarming, happy ending. And that's not giving away anything. That's a very nice ending.
And I guess everything does come to an end, so you don't have to work too hard to stretch that analogy.
No, it does end.
Yeah.
It does end. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.